There's a whiff of spring in the air in lots of places, but parts of Lake Superior are still covered with ice. Cargo ships are leaving their berths where they spent the winter. But when the first ships got ready to go, the ice on the Duluth Harbor was still 2 feet thick. That's thick enough to keep a ship locked in place. The Coast Guard cutter Sundew carved a path through the ice so ships could leave. As the Sundew churns away, slabs of ice tip on edge under the bow. Each slab looks like the floor of a single-car garage turned on edge. The Sundew will cut a swath several miles long and then come back along the same path. With each pass, the shipping lane gets a little bit wider. Bev Havlick is the commanding officer on the Sundew.
We're taking off just little shaved bits at a time to make the ice chunks smaller. It'd be like sawing a log, just shaving off a bit of it at a time.
The Sundew wasn't built as an icebreaker. Its usual duty is tending buoys. The ship places and maintains about 200 navigational buoys on Lake Superior. But a couple decades ago, the Sundew got some extra steel added to its hull and a new, bigger engine. Since then, it's done double duty as an icebreaker. Commander Bev Havlick says the Sundew slices through thin ice like a butter knife. But in thicker ice, like this stuff, the hull actually rides up on top of the ice and pushes down through it. That's why there are three minivan-sized chunks of concrete on the ship's deck. Each one weighs 12,000 pounds.
Helps us bite into it with the bow instead of riding up too high. It keeps the weight down forward more.
A little bit like putting sandbags in the back of your pickup in the wintertime?
It's a similar sort of principle, right? It gives you the bite you need.
Icebreaking is serious business. It gets ship traffic moving weeks before the ice melts. But beyond that, Bev Havlick says it's really fun.
This is awesome. It's the only job I've ever had where they pay us to come out and break something.
The Sundew is 180 feet long. That's about the length of 10 canoes lined up end to end. It has about 50 crew members. One of the junior crew members is usually at the wheel. The real driver is an officer who's standing 20 feet away, out on the deck through an open door. The officer adjusts the ship's speed and calls out a steady stream of steering commands to the helmsman. That's the guy at the wheel.
Hold it. Right 5 degrees rudder. Right 5 degrees rudder eye. Right. All right, it's right 5 degrees. Side eye. Steady she goes. Steady as she goes eye.
Ensign Jason Frank is about to take his turn driving the Sundew. He wears a big rabbit fur hat when he's out on deck driving the ship.
We actually have like face masks and goggles when it really gets cold, because it gets so cold out here sometimes you feel like your eyes are going to freeze out or something.
Jason Frank is halfway through his 2-year stint on the Sundew. Then he'll be stationed somewhere else, and the Sundew will be removed from service. The ship was built in Duluth in 1944, and it's retiring next year. Jason Frank wanted to work on the Sundew because there aren't many ships like this still in service. On newer vessels, the officer driving the ship stands inside. And here's something right out of the movies. The Sundew has a big brass steering wheel.
With the new ships, most new ships have just a little joystick. And it's very similar to like a joystick you'd have like maybe when you're playing a computer game or something. All you have to do is turn that joystick and the computer tells the rudder what to do. We're actually maneuvering the throttles. We're actually driving. With the new ship, basically it has an autopilot.
The ice is melting in the Duluth Harbor, but it still clumps together on windy days and makes trouble for ships. The Coast Guard cutter Sundew will stay on icebreaking duty until the weather warms up and a good southwest wind pushes the rest of the ice out of the harbor into Lake Superior. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chris Julin.